This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, I think this is one of the prices of the weekend. Tottenham at 11-4 to beat Man City. They look overpriced here. Man City aren't playing well at the moment.
No, they're not. You look at their away form is dreadful, isn't it? You know, they've lost four games on the spin away from home in the Premier League, and you know, you think, well, yeah, right. They lost at Man United, they lost at Liverpool, but then look at the other two teams who they've lost against. You know, this is dreadful form. Losing against Burnley and Crystal Palace, not scoring against Burnley, being outscored by Palace is shocking form. The price is fantastic. Look, 11-4 in Tottenham. You can't trust Tottenham, I don't think, that well. But yep. I don't think you have to worry too much with a price like 11-4. You can risk the fact that they might not turn up. I must admit, I think there'll be a lot of goals in this. You look at all the Opta stats around this game. You know, Manuel Pellegrini's seen his side score 15 goals in the last three Premier League games against Spurs. There's been at least four goals in each match as well between the two of them. Aguero's netted 9 in 6 against Spurs. Dzeko scored 6 in 6 against Tottenham. Four of them did come in one game, admittedly. Tottenham have kept one clean sheet in the last 11 Premier League outings. It screams goals to me, this one. And I'm going to pick another headline off here. I like that Kane and Aguero to both score at 5-1. Two best strikers in the English game this season, arguably. All right, Costa would have something to say about that, but you know, his injuries have cost him probably the top goal scorer at birth. So I'm going to play that. I think it'll be an entertaining game. I think there'll be plenty of goals. Look, I've been putting up Sergio Aguero to score first the last couple of weeks. The first week it was an own goal first, and then he scored the second goal, so you get landed. Last week it was a howler, wasn't it? That gifted in that first goal. So maybe living on your luck a little bit there. But he's 7-2 to score first again, by the way. But yeah, the headline offer, Harry Kane, Sergio Aguero, both to score 5-1.
I must admit, Derek, I was surprised when I saw the prices for this match. You look at Tottenham's home record, that defeat against Aston Villa, first home defeat in the Premier League since November. They're a good side at home, Tottenham.
Well, they were 3-1 earlier this week, and I actually rubbed my eyes. I thought, what's going on? That can't be right. I was just waiting for it. You know, it couldn't possibly be right. Well, they're shorting to 11-4, big deal. I mean, it's a fantastic part. I cannot understand. I really can't understand it. And it's not just Hill taking a punt on this. It's 11-4 across the board, 3-1 across the board, isn't it? What are they thinking? What are odds compilers thinking?
I mean, you know those... I don't think this is the reason, but did you see the Pochettino comments about not wanting to be in the Europa League? He said he didn't want to be in the Europa League this year. He don't want to be in it next year either, he said. But I mean, if they're in it, they're in it. I don't think they can avoid the Europa League.
No, they
you
can't.
Know, they obviously, when you look at the league tables, it goes down, fifth place gets Europa League football. The cup final winners get Champions League football anyway, Chelsea, i.e. and Arsenal. Let's say Arsenal win it. That means the next two down, sixth and seventh, get Europa League.
Yep.
And if English football finishes in the top three of the fair play list, eighth gets Europa League, and English football is third at the minute. So, you know, yeah. Tottenham are in it. Unless they bottom, you know, there's no way they can, like, you know, get overtaken by Swansea now, you wouldn't think. So, yeah. You know, I think they're in it anyway. And
even if that did play a factor, which it wouldn't, so no. Even if you, I genuinely didn't want to get in that competition. Well, if you were going to, you wouldn't throw it at home against Man City. You know, you would not in front of your own fans, in other words. Basically, there's a chance maybe to take your eye off the ball away from home, but... You know, that's not a factor in this game. 11-4 is one of the bets of the season for Tottenham.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.